Amen. Tuesday, when I was in Birmingham, I had a doctor's appointment. The doctor that I used is right next to our church. And so it ran long enough that I stayed for their noon Eucharist. Then the priest there, a good friend of mine, Father Mark Finley, asked me if I wanted to do a little short homily from the gospel lesson. And I was kidding him. I said, well, you know, I'm used to short notice, but really 5 minutes, that is pretty short. But as I read the gospel lesson, it jumped out to me. And this is the gospel lesson that from just before the crucifixion, Jesus before Pilate. And this, the words just literally, it was one of those, like the words jumped off the page to me. And I really felt the Holy Spirit saying, that's your problem right there. This is your problem right here. I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to read you the part that just kind of ran me over. It's in the 18th chapter, in the 36th verse. You know, Jesus has been talking to Pilate, and, you know, Pilate's asking him questions, and Jesus is being kind of evasive, you know, like trying to say nothing kind of thing. But he comes to this place, and poor Pilate says in the 35th verse, he says, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest delivered you to me. What have you done? And Jesus answered. And this is kind of like out of left field, in a sense, if I remember right. Well, Pilate does ask him if he's a king of the Jews. But Jesus answered and said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm or this world. Again, and that's why I jumped off the page. And I really felt the Holy Spirit said, your problem is you're living in the wrong place. You know, you're living in this world and you need to be living in his world. Now, in the gospel lesson that we had today, it talks about that, you know, that I take them not out of the world, but I put them in the world and send them back into the world, but they're not of the world. And that's the thing that I need to really get is that I may be here physically, you know, but it's like I went to the hospital. I went to my doctor, then I went up going to the hospital for a friend having an open heart surgery, and then I was at the hospital for Olivia's procedure and all of that, but I couldn't say when I would go to the hospitals and they'd validate my parking ticket as clergy and they'd ask me, well, where are you from? I could not tell them, well, I'm from Birmingham, because I wasn't from Birmingham. And that's really the way we should be leading our life here, is that we're not of this world, that we have another whole kingdom, another whole place. That's really where we live. That's really where we should be living. We should be living out of that and not out of this. And so the group that I was speaking to were very poor because they have up there at our church there, they have on Tuesdays, they do what they call a food pantry where people come in and sign up and they get bags of food. And so these are some very poor people and a lot of them are suffering with addictions of all kinds of stuff, you know. And so this is my message. That was my message to them, is that your problems is not your addiction. And your problem here is not your sin so much of whatever that might look like or your personal addiction or whatever. That's really not the problem. The problem is where you're living. If you live with the pigs, you will smell like the pigs, right? If we live our existence, if we really believe what he has said about himself and about us and we live, you know, we even though it doesn't feel like it for me most of the time, even and probably to you, it doesn't look like it. The reality is not what it looks like or seems like. The real reality is what he has said about the kingdom of God and about us being in that kingdom, about him being in us. And the more we believe that, the more we just simply live there by faith and by belief, then the more the aroma of the kingdom of God is on us, you know. But when we don't do that, when we live in our little world of poor, pitiful me, and have our little pity parties, and all of these other things, and we begin to smell like the world to those that are around us. And even worse is that we eventually start smelling so bad that we smell the stink. You know, have you ever done that? Have you ever kind of like smelt that stink on yourself of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I've kind of fallen off into this again kind of thing. And we don't have to live there. That's what this message is all about. We can live in the kingdom. Let me read a couple of quick things here. In John 17:14-16, it says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let me reread this. He has given you his word, and the world has hated you. See, everything, this is what we have to understand. Everything about this world is hating us because of the world that we live in, the kingdom of God world. And until this world is redeemed, totally, completely redeemed, when Christ returns, there's going to be this tension that's always there. And the world has hated you because you are not of this world, even as I, Jesus, am not of the world. That's the truth. That's the truth. Anything else is the lie from the enemy, trying to get you to be in this world, living under the rules of this world. See, there are rules. There are rules in this world that are just natural rules. There's rules that are made by different governments and all that kind of stuff. We don't really, we kind of have to live somewhat by that, but not really, because we're foreigners, you know? You know, it's like when I go to Africa, like I go and I obey their laws, I obey their rules and stuff like that, but they don't really touch me, you know, because I'm an American. I have a passport. I have a visa. I have a whole nother government that supports me. And if that government there tries to abuse me, I can go to this government over here and they'll give me a place. They'll actually give me a place to stay if it's bad enough. They will protect me by rifles with Marines and all kinds of other stuff from anything from this other government trying to do to me. That's here. It's the same. God is wanting to take care of us and protect us. The thing is that we have to just go back, go to Him and go, Lord, and just submit to His authority and submit to His love and submit to His grace. And we do that through believing who He is and what He said. In the 16th verse, it says, they are not of the world. You are not of the world, even as I, Jesus, am not of the world. John 18, that's what we just read. Jesus answered Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, so that would not be handed over to the Jews. But it is. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this place, this realm, this area, this world. My kingdom is another kingdom. John 3:31-33. He who comes from above, and this is when bishops preach on, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true. And let me tell you, this is, you know, I'm not preaching to the choir here. I'm preaching to me. This is the testimony, guys, not my experience and not your experience. Not your knowledge that you've gained from reading books or the experiences of your life. That's not the testimony. This is the testimony. What he says here is the absolute truth. All the rest of it is kind of maybe, but, you know, whatever. This is his testimony. He's given us his testimony. And it says, what does it say? That no one receives his testimony. That applies to me. So many times when I begin to believe the lie of this world that I haven't done a good job, I haven't met all the criteria, I've not performed adequately, I haven't taken advantages of situations and of whatever that I'm basically, you know, you keep on that road, it goes down to I'm a terrible human being that's crappy and not worth anything and a total absolute failure. But that's not what he says. He says I'm his beloved. John 8:23, and he was saying to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look, and this is Paul, this is not, you know, Paul came like and learned and wrote so that we could also understand that what Jesus was saying was not theology or theory, but it was reality and an absolute truth. That God is true. That's the testimony when we set our seal to that. When we look not at the things which are seen, which is my failure here, but at the things which are not seen, and that it's His victory there that has set me free from the failure here. That I'm no longer in failure here, but I'm in victory there. Not because I did it, but because He did it. And I rest in Him, and I've set my seal on that God is true. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. That is, they're very temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. If we, or me, would live in His kingdom more and begin to live under His rule and His authority. And we all do that. We all try to do that. But how often do we forget that we're not of this world, that we're of that kingdom? And so the things of this world should not touch us much at all because they're temporal. That means they're temporary. They're just briefly. So no matter what's going on, no matter what crisis that is happening around us, we have a hope. And that hope has a face. And that face is Jesus Christ and His kingdom. I'm becoming more and more conscious of throughout everything that we do as Christians, so much of what we read, so much of what we say, so much of what's in our different liturgies and stuff, is trying to remind us of that. That this is about His kingdom, not this world. In a few moments, we'll say that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.